Hey everyone, it's Isabel here from Holy Raw Nutrition. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're so grateful for your ongoing support and listening to our podcast. If you find value in our podcast, please definitely share. Sharing is caring. Don't want anyone to miss out on some valuable chicken nuggets or golden nuggets. I like golden nuggets better. Oh, God. You know what I just did? I just recorded this entire podcast and it didn't even record. I love when that happens, but it's because it wasn't meant to be. And now we are on a high vibration. Feeling good. I got an ant crawling all over me saying, work, 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 yo. I just want to try this out for the first time. Doing some features about what's going on at Holy Raw Nutrition, because why not? And so what's going on is, on our website, we are actually have a subscription in our community page where you can get the latest updates on what's going on with us, the exclusive discounts or upcoming events, such as our workshops, also our podcast, this community right here. We love that. And all the exciting things that are happening. So definitely check out our website if you want to subscribe. We just do one a month newsletter. We don't fill up your emails because we hate that shit too. So we just don't do it. But golden nuggets. And also, super exciting, super, super exciting. I've had my own holistic supplements for 3 years plus, and I finally have them on my website. Woo! And with all the new labels that this wonderful girl I used to go to high school with, and she is the graphic designer for our logo. Anyways, I love her to bits, Victorios. She's amazing, amazing, amazing. And she just finished doing all the labels for our supplements, so they're looking fresh and fly, and they're just an amazing quality product as well, obviously. And the reason why I have them in my shop is because every time I'd be doing consults, I'd be sending people all over the place to pick up these herbal supplements. So I decided that I would actually find really high quality sources and start supplying them in my shop for our lovely customers who are needing them. So we just want to make it easily accessible. And if you have any questions about what supplement is going to actually help your pets and which one you want to know which ones would benefit them the most, feel free to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to help you out with figuring out which one's the best for you and your pets. Well, for your pets. And I mean, I take the ashwagandha myself, not gonna lie. And yeah, so super exciting. It's all available on the website, and I have it all beautifully categorized for you, for pets with anxiety, pets with who need joint support, for our senior pets, for overall health, for allergies. It's all on the website categorized for you, so it's really simple to follow and to use. So make sure you check that out. And like I said, if you love the community and you love what I have to share with you on this podcast, please feel free to share. It helps us as a small business, and also it helps get that knowledge out there, because we believe in putting the power back into your own hands so that you can take care of your pet's needs naturally with confidence. So that's what we're all about here. We're all about community. We're all about, you know, giving you those golden nuggets so that you can really feel good about taking care of your pet's health naturally and based on the way nature intended for them to find that balance, right? So yeah, so great. We appreciate it. And if you want to leave us a review as well, that always helps us out big time. And I'm just going to keep sharing because I love sharing. I love sharing with you. I feel strongly that whoever is part of this community, they're ready to level up in their pet's health. They're ready to level up. They're ready to find the truth. You guys are truth seekers. That's why you're here, because we're all about unraveling the truth. We want what's best for our pets. And that's why we're here. So thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of this. And you guys are actually the ones who picked the podcast for today, which is all about allergies, which is super awesome. For all of our awesome followers on Instagram, thanks for choosing this one. This one's for you, baby boo. So allergies, man, this is such a crazy topic, because like 65 to 70% of my clientele have pets with allergies. And yeah, we cater to a lot of allergies, and it's not just one simple fix. I'll tell you that right now. If you came here for one simple fix, it ain't that. But I will tell you this. If you're listening to this podcast, you are ready for a freaking awakening. Because some of this shit is unpleasant, and some of it is, you know, exactly that. The truth is not always fun, but let's get to reality and let's not bullshit. And that's why we're here. And that's why it took so long to create this podcast, because I knew that this is going to be a freaking awakening. So welcome to the awakening, and let's tap into our higher consciousness and tell some truth. So I am just going to start with allergies. Heightened immune response. Why the heck do our dogs and cats have a heightened immune response? What is going on there? What's going on there is a few things. So processed foods is definitely not good for them. Your pets could be reacting to the sugars in kibbles. Kibbles are highly, highly, highly processed and highly toxic. They have metals. Doesn't matter how good the ingredients are, they're sprayed with synthetic vitamins and minerals in the end process, because it's been completely stripped of its of anything. And the fillers and the grains and whatever X, Y, and Z is in there, and it's not even legal, it's not even required by law, by the way, to enlist all the ingredients in kibble. So be really mindful of that. Definitely be aware of that. If you're wanting to support your pets naturally, starting with proper nutrition, which is a raw diet, dogs are 92.8% mdna to wolves. Okay, so let's just remember that. 92.8% mdna to wolves. Their closest relative is the gray wolf. That if you were to compare the anatomy of a dog and a wolf, the only difference is size. I dare you to check it out. if you don't believe me, it's right there in their teeth. So super interesting, but yeah, they're definitely not going to thrive on a processed diet. So it's a good place to start. They might be reacting to that for sure. I would start with proper nutrition. If that doesn't help, this is the next thing. And this is where I might rock your world a little bit, but that's okay. So the biggest issue that I see in my consultations when I'm looking at the health history. Yeah, I do that too, by the way. I offer consults, so hi. Over vaccination. The leading vets in the world will tell you all these vaccines that they're recommending, like half of them are not even necessary. And on top of that, we're vaccinating pets way too young. When you see a puppy vaccinated at 6 weeks, your alarm should go off, because they're still depending on the mother's milk, and then we're inoculating them with like a modified or a live virus or an opposed dead virus, which there's no real such thing because they mutate and whatever. So whatever, that's the truth. And they get such a crazy vaccine agenda, and they get inoculated for rabies way too soon. Dr. Jean Dodds recommends if you can get rabies 6 months late and or later, as late as possible, that's even better. Me personally, I immunize my dogs through homeopathic NOCIDs. So this is a natural way of immunizing them, which we will get into that a whole other podcast, because I think it's super important to share this. But really do your research, because there's so many vaccines that have never been proven to work, such as the Lyme's disease vaccine, which I talked about that in my tick podcast. If you haven't heard that one, definitely check it out. Bordetella, not necessary. It's a dog cold, and it's actually never been proven. It doesn't give them immunization at all. And the biggest one, where I kid you not, within a 3-month probation of my clients starting to get itchy and having signs of allergies, is after the DHLPP vaccine booster. This is the crazy, 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 crazy part, okay? Dogs are getting and cats are getting 5 to 7 inoculations in one single visit, and then getting the heartworm, flea, and tick meds. We are throwing their bodies through a freaking loop. What do you expect? Their system to not react? Their system is trying to figure out what the F just happened to me, because holy schniznet, got like sucker punched in the face, and then, you know, you do this booster, and then another sucker punch in the face with the heart guard, and then a gut freaking punch with the flea and tick meds, and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to give you a little breakdown about the immune system, how it works, okay? The first line of defense is your mucous membrane. So that's your saliva, the snot in your nostril, the mucus in your nostril. That's the first line of defense. So when it picks up on a virus, it actually communicates to your B cells, which are your immune system. Your B cells tells creates the antibodies. It goes into the system. So once the virus enters the system, then they have the antibodies necessary to help combat that virus, and then that's natural immunity, right? And then so what we're doing with inoculation was, we're completely bypassing that. We're just straight up shooting viruses into our pet's system, and then the B cells are like running around like chickens with their head cut off, wondering what the heck just happened and what's this invasion all about. And then they're creating antibodies towards anything and everything that is like foreign to them, and there's up to 80 different ingredients in a single inoculation. So that means they could be creating antibodies towards things like vitamin E that's used in inoculations. Why is there chicken and beef allergies today? Oh, right, because they're using chicken embryos and beef fetuses to grow the vaccine virus, because a virus needs a protein. Okay, like it needs a tissue. It needs a live tissue. So they're using chicken embryos and beef fetuses for the majority. And that's why in the last 7 years, we're like all of a sudden seeing chicken and beef allergies in our pets. And we're wondering what the heck, why? It's not natural. It's not according to nature. I mean, in nature, have you ever seen an animal in nature have allergies? No, you don't. Or else like we'd definitely not have enough vets for that. Or health professionals for that. So in nature, everything lives in balance, in homeostasis. And so what's happening is, like, when we don't even do that for humans, like, our pet's vaccine agenda is, like, they live a fraction of a lifetime than we do, yet they're inoculated up the yin-yang. And this is the problem, because the leading vets out there, like, vaccinate once, at most twice in a pet's lifetime, and don't start until they're at least 10 to 12 weeks old, because they have their own immune system then. And that makes more sense, because then they're not dependent on the mother's milk for that immunity, and they're starting to build their own immunity. So still, I only immunize through homeopathic doses, but at least there's a guideline there. You can follow Dr. Jean Dodds. She's super informative. So is Dr. Martin Goldstein. He actually has a wonderful book. You can check out his holistic pet book. I don't have it in front of me. But he will tell you which ones he says yes to and which one he says no to, because there's so many shots out there that have never been proven to being to actually work in our pets, and can actually create more harm than good. And it's been documented. that certain inoculations, like leptospirosis for one, is like the leading, and the boosters is like the leading ones for creating allergies in pets. So the information is out there. I'm not the only one who has this information, so I invite you to do your own research. But that's the big one. And then on top of that is like, okay, when that happens and the there's a heightened immune response because it's stressed out by this invading pathogens, more than one, and then they get inoculated every year, every 2 years, that immune system will never turn off. So yes, allergies can be cured, but first you have to address so many different things. I do offer consults for that if you're interested, because it's very specific to that individual. And then you do a customized meal plan, supplement plan, you do different therapies to help that animal. So homeopathy is a really, really, really good one. I know a really great homeopath if ever you're interested, and she can help address that the imbalance in the system when it's surpassing nutrition. So that's what is fantastic about homeopathy. And there's so many things that can be done, but if you're inoculating every year or two, don't expect the allergies to get better, because what you're telling the body is that you're going to keep throwing these surprise bombs of viruses through inoculation, and the immune system will never turn off, right? It'll constantly be on guard. I hope that makes sense. Literally, guys, I'm keeping this as simple as possible because I just want this to make sense to you, and just to kind of start getting you to think a little bit outside of the box, and this will really serve you. This information that I just gave you is so gonna serve you. So enjoy it. I might have shaken your world a bit, but it's okay. It's gonna be all right. So I'm going to tell you a little story about this Bruce, because this is the dog that rocked my world when it came to allergies. No amount of schooling could have prepared me for the amount of allergies we see in animals today. And Bruce was an amazing teacher. And I so love these owners that like, I still talk to them. I just love them so much. Like, to see what he looks like today, wow, man. He's actually one of the testimonials on my website. You can check him out. I got to put some updated pictures of him because, wow, he looks like a brand new dog. Just saying. But it all started with, like, this little missing patch on his hips. And then it started working its way up over several weeks and then months, and he was like getting more and more bald and like severely itchy, ear infections galore, he's smelling yeasty, he was like super greasy under his chin, like this dog was missing so much hair. And now I'm like 4 months pregnant or 5 months pregnant, I don't even remember, but I just remember being pregnant and like I felt so like desperate to help this dog because I was making all these recommendations and we didn't do a consult or anything, but I was just, you know, wanting to help because that's what I do sometimes, but sometimes it's just best to just do a consult so I can get all the information one sitting, but that's okay. This is how I learned. So I'm grateful for the wisdom that he shared with me. And anyway, so I kept making these recommendations, and then I was so like at my wit's end. I was like, just bring me the dog. So the client, she is like, no, I can't do that, you're pregnant, that's like too much stress. I'm like, just bring me the dog. I'm gonna take him for a couple of weeks at my house. I really, really want to help him, and it's true, I really, really, really want to help Bruce. He is a super sweet dog, and I just like, I needed to figure out why nothing I was recommending was freaking working. And what I'm going to recommend for you right now is, like, if you have a dog with or a cat with severe allergies, I so recommend taking before pictures and having a journal, because when you're trying new things, it's really good to isolate what's working, what's not working. And a journal allows you to be able to isolate things better. And so that's what I did. So I took him home. I fed him his normal supplement and raw food. This dog was raw fed, by the way. He was totally raw fed, but sometimes more than just nutrition. And then I realized that like the things that I was giving him was, he was like getting really itchy and it was happening like pretty much right after. So I was like, wow, okay. So I isolated him to wild boar. And then I actually realized like, oh wow, these supplements are immune boosting herbs, which what I realized is an allergy is not a compromised immune system. In turn, it's a heightened immune response. So I needed to stop giving him herbs that were stimulating his immune system further because it was only making things worse. And that's the thing about herbs. You got to really know what you're doing, because if you're giving immune stimulating herbs when your pet has allergies, you can make things worse. So that was a really, really interesting part of that journey. And then I was doing topicals, I was doing shampooing. Like, this guy was not only bald, but he was so flaky. He was not absorbing nutrients at all. His system was like, he was inflamed galore, leaky gut galore, not absorbing any of the nutrients. He, every time he'd shake it, he'd be like a freaking snow globe. Like, that's how intense his dandruff was. And he would have crazy flare-ups, itching all night. And so after a week, when I changed his diet plan, I would take him on walks every day. And then on top of that, like, I knew it wasn't enough. So I contacted my homeopath and she helped me find the perfect homeopathic remedy for him. And it took a couple trials and error to find the right one. But once I did, that helped a lot with his itching and just bring back balance into the system. And then keeping up with my high antioxidants and trying to create as much variety as possible through supplementations, through whole food supplementation, because he had to have an isolated one protein just to keep things and my life a lot more simple, just so I can really know what proteins he was good on. And I kid you not, this dog, after 3 weeks, he was totally bald, especially behind his ears and under his chin. Behind his ears, his hair was growing back, and that hair has been missing for months. And another thing too is like certain breeds actually can't absorb certain nutrients. So like for the bully breeds and huskies, that's zinc, which is really crucial for the immune system and absorbing B vitamins, which helps calm you down. Be chill. That's why most B vitamins are called be chill, or something to do with relaxing, because it's exactly what it does. And he was like very high strung, very high energy, but I was able to also like do essential oils and just like really help him chill. And but that's the thing, eh? When there's inflammation in the gut, most likely there's a lot of anxiety that's gonna happen with that. That's why like adaptogens are really good, like ashwagandha, just to really help with those cortisol levels. So anyways, he taught me so much about how to approach pets with allergies, and like my business for allergies boomed after that. Like that testimonial, woo. Like, I was just getting clients like right, left, front, and center, like 5-6 consults a week, like crazy for me. That's plenty. But yeah, just like booking crazy, because like people saw that, wow, this person was able to make a difference without actually using drugs. I did not use any drugs with this dog. It was 100% holistic supplementation. And then I went to the house, I got rid of all the toxic products out of the house and recommended all natural cleaning products. All these have a game in allergies. You have to look at the entire picture with allergies for that one individual, anything that could set it off. So that's Bruce's story. But yeah, within 3 weeks, after several months of him being bald and having like the vets being at their wits end, having saying like he has an autoimmune issue, he's like, we don't know what else to do for him, we were able to find the root of the problem and help him naturally. So really cool story. I want to share that with you. And we already talked about how allergies come about, you know, checking out the processed foods and also inoculations. Guys, I'm telling you, like every consult I have with allergies, I can always trace it back to the DHLPP rabies and then the meds that go with that. And I'm just speaking my truth, and that's why you're here. So Now, how can you support them naturally? There's no 100% accurate allergy test out there. So you can get one done at your vet, but they're not 100% accurate. And then the ones that I have in my shop that are a fraction of the price is the Glacier Peaks Holistic biofeedback test. And I love this because it tests for 300 environmental triggers and food triggers. And it works really, really great. But like a traditional allergy test, it's not guaranteed to being 100% accurate. So I do recommend that because I've made some pretty cool customized meal plans, and it tests for molds in the system. It tests for parasites, tests for vaccinosis, tests for a whole bunch of different things, for metals, for chlorine, whole bunch of things. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I strongly recommend it. It's a good starting point. It will be available on the website eventually, but I can always send you a link if you would like it now. And then, so another thing, like I'd already mentioned, is how to support your pets with allergies is seeking out a really good homeopath. You can also seek an animal communicator. They can tell you the different layers to that allergy, which is really, really cool, because it's not just what you're seeing on the surface level. It could be on an emotional level, and our pets pick up on our shit. So whatever we're having a hard time processing, our animals are our little angels who have decided to come in this lifetime to be a part of us and to have this bond with us. But inevitably, they do absorb certain things that just simply don't belong to them. So an animal communicator can help with that, which is always fun. You can sign up for a consult with yours truly. Hello, hello. That's me. And what I can help you with is that we can go through the whole health history of your dog or cat. I ask you a series of questions to help isolate the root cause of what is happening with your pet system, and then making a customized meal plan, supplement plan. So I do offer that. Salt therapy. This is a new one that I learned, which I'm super freaking excited about because I want to go for my first one. So there's a woman, she's Eki Soul. Is her business, and so she does salt therapy, and I met her at a wellness event, and super cool. You go in this like little tent, and it's salt air, which is amazing because a lot of allergies has to do with upper respiratory, so holy schnitz. And like, even for essential oils, like when you're smelling the essential oils, they enter through your lungs and into your bloodstream within 3 seconds. So if you can get salt therapy and that entering into your blood system, and like, I'm just assuming that's how it works, that's what seems to make the most sense to me. And then like helping your body cleanse, that's super crucial for pets with allergies. Also, if you have a pet with environmental allergies and you know already based on the testings that you have done for your pet, bee pollen can be very beneficial because it actually has a natural quercetin. It's got quercetin in there naturally, which is an antioxidant, which helps with inflammation and is good for pets with allergies. And it's also loaded with B vitamins for a healthy immune system. And nettle. Nettle is a natural antihistamine as well. It's really good for remineralizing the body. I often find that pets with allergies or inflammation in general, they don't have enough trace minerals in their diet. And nettle really, really, really helps with that. So each pet is unique. The recommendations that I make are kind of vague because it's so individualized that I do strongly recommend doing a consult, because then you can actually get exactly the exact things that your pet's needs, right? Like it's so individual. So we're going to go through some of the questions that have come up on our Instagram the other day, which is absolutely fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Like, I'm so grateful for you guys. I love you guys so much. If I didn't, I would not be on these podcasts. But because I love to share and I love you guys so much, I want to share all of my knowledge with you. It makes me feel so good. When people, like, I got an email the other day of, like, someone, like, literally writing me this huge email of, like, how grateful they are. And I'm like, babe, I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for showing up. And not just showing up for you, but for your pet. So thank you. And thank you for sharing that you're enjoying the knowledge that I'm sharing with you. Because that's what this is all about. This is community, baby. I'm here for you. I'm doing this for you. And for your pet. So, sorry, I had to find the screenshot here. There's so many awesome questions. All right. So someone asked me, seasonal environmental allergy treatment. Well, I mentioned those with the supplements, bee pollen and nettle, but it's not just one thing, y'all. It's a series of things. So these are just things that can help. Is there such a thing as an accurate allergy test for environmental allergies? No. Like I said, there's no 100% accurate allergy test that is out there. Not yet, anyways. Be pretty cool, but not yet. So whether you're doing a biofeedback test or a traditional allergy test at the vet, they're not 100% accurate, but they're really great tools to use to help isolate where to start with food. How do you know the difference between allergies and yeast? Oh my goodness, I love this question so hard. Yeah, so yeast and allergies usually go hand in hand. Some dogs are actually allergic to their own saliva, or cats, and the more they lick themselves and the more leaky gut they have from allergies, the more susceptible they are to yeast. So they really do go hand in hand a lot of the times. But yeast will have a smell, or it doesn't always have a smell even, but oftentimes it does. And pets with yeast are itchier at night because yeast is more active at night. But if it's really bad systemic yeast, they're going to be itchy all over all day, every day. So that's a really great question. But again, like, you can do a consult and I can help you with that, identifying whether we're dealing with actually allergies or yeast. So that is what I got to say on that. Is there any interesting studies or cases? Yeah, absolutely. So there are definitely some interesting studies. There's actually a really great book, How to Immunize Your Dogs Naturally. No, it's called, wait a second, I have the book here. How to Immunize Your Dogs Without Vaccines. I think that's what it's called. Anyways, that one's really good. Lots of studies in there. And then the how-tos of immunizing your pets with homeopathic doses. But there's a lot of great stuff on there. And also, if you follow Dr. Jean Dodds and Dr. Martin Goldstein, them too, they have a lot of really interesting information and case studies. So definitely recommend that. Are allergies permanent? Love this question. Allergies don't have to be permanent. But I did make some key notes earlier that if you keep inoculating your sick pet, like, it's actually against the Hippocratic Oath to vaccinate sick animals, and allergies is an imbalance in the immune system. So that means that your vet should not be inoculating your pets with allergies or any autoimmune disorders at all. So as long as they do, they're not going to get better. But it doesn't have to be permanent. And some pets will actually get rid of allergies 100%. Whereas some, well, the owner will be happy that their pet is at least 85, 90% better. So it really depends on each individual again. Why are allergies so common? So common because we all do exactly what we're told to do, and we don't know better, unfortunately, and we can't do better until we know better, and we follow the vaccine agenda, which is extremely crazy because if you are going to vaccinate, you should space it out. So ask for a mercury-free rabies, spacing it out. Don't let them do the DHLPP. Please, 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 please. Like, you do what you want, but I'm telling you, like, this one is pretty nuts. So, but if you do decide to vaccinate, space it out is what I'm trying to say. And only do the ones that are proven to give immunity, and spacing them out. So, like I said, those two vets that I recommended, Dr. Gene Dodds and Dr. Martin Goldstein, they actually have a really good guideline, especially Dr. Gene Dodds. She has a really good guideline to the agenda to follow if you do decide to inoculate. And then don't forget about the option of titer testing. Titer testing, measuring the antibodies in the blood. So that, we're going to wrap things up because now we are definitely well into this podcast, and it's longer than usual. But yeah, so anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I am so grateful for you. Thank you so much for joining. I love you guys so freaking much. I love you. And I appreciate you. So if you found this podcast beneficial, hit that share and like button. Make sure to follow us. We are on Instagram and Facebook at Holy Raw Nutrition. You can also send us an email with questions or you know, anything related to pet health and wellness. It's holyrawnutrition@gmail.com. And I am so looking forward to seeing you guys next time. Thank you so much for joining. I love you all so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And we'll chat with you soon. Okay, bye, guys.